Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Let's take a look at one of the biggest and best performing REITs on South Africa's JSE. That's a real estate investment trust. And Redefine Properties, a leader within the market, has published its interim earnings, giving us some perspective today around their numbers, rather for their financial year end. Distributable income has increased by more than 7%, which is a significant feat given where the property space was just over 5 years ago. To help us understand some shifts in their strategy, the outcomes in their numbers, and of course, an outlook statement, we're joined by Andrew Koenig. He's the CEO of Redefine Properties. Andrew, welcome to Kaya Biz, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Gugu, and it's great always chatting to you.
Always excited to speak to you, especially when you have wonderful numbers to report on. It definitely seems as though the strategic levers that you've been pulling at over the last year have proven to be favorable in terms of your numbers. But give us some context around what's driving the 7.8% increase in distributable income.
I think, Gugu, for us, you know, it's all about focusing on the variables under our control. So for us, it's so important to be ensuring that we keep our properties relevant to retain and attract our tenants. It's about ensuring that we're efficient in all that we can do. Because as you know, administered prices in the form of electricity, water, rates and taxes is out of our control. But what we can control is consumption. And that speaks to, you know, sustainability. Sustainability is not a tick box exercise. It's more an operational imperative to drive efficiency, to get, you know, consumption down, and that is how we control our costs. And then obviously from a sustainability perspective, solar PV is so important as well to offset the higher, you know, electricity costs and so forth. So that is part of it. And the additional part is also a very strong focus on our balance sheet in terms of driving down our cost of debt, which has been assisted through an easing of interest rates over the period, but also margin improvement, which, and I'm talking about the debt margins through negotiating with the banks. And that has given us like a 50 basis points reduction on our cost of debt, which has also gone to the bottom line. That's here in South Africa. But in Poland, you know, we've been working very hard on getting EPP back to an investment proposition that makes sense. And what we did there was we undertook a huge restructure of the property management and as well as the accounting, and we internalized that, and that actually lifted the profit margins quite considerably to give us a boost to lift our group operating profit margin to 76-odd%.
And maybe I was just about to say, to zone into Poland for just a minute forward, there's been a lot of optimism around that particular environment, but the macroeconomic cycle is also working in your favor there. Help us contextualize potential prospects that you might see and how you're managing specifically your retail investments there.
So as you know, Google, about 28% of our total assets are invested in retail in Poland. And the Polish economy is essentially a consumer-driven market. And if you have a look at retail, it really is a big beneficiary of rising consumer spend. The rising consumer spend comes from a very high level of employment. Around 5% of the population is unemployed in Poland, which is very, very low compared to ours here in South Africa. But in addition to that, the Polish consumer has also had considerable interest rate reductions. They've been beneficiaries of social grants. And as I said, they've also been beneficiaries of an economy that is growing. Their economy grows roughly 3 times what the South African economy grows by. So economic growth, lower inflation, lower interest rates, all of these things are very favorable from a retail perspective, given that it's consumer-driven. And logistics, where we have also exposure in Poland, is similarly a beneficiary of that consumer consumption there that is growing.
Got you. Let's turn to your office space. I guess, you know, when it comes to retail in South Africa, many of our listeners would be very familiar with Maponya Mall, just one of the retail assets that you own in South Africa. But I'm intrigued by what's happening in the office space. And here there are some assets that you let go of, right here across the road from where we are in Parktown North, together with the residential building, Park Central. And it almost seems as though there's a strategic look to actually focus on P-grade office space in your portfolio. Help us contextualize some of the disposals that you've made in the last year.
So what we look at Google is looking at, you know, we want quality assets. So 96% of our portfolio is either P, premium grade, or A-grade properties.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been coming over a long period of time where we've been disposing of what we call non-core assets. These are assets that have reached the end of their investment life cycle, as we define. So I'll just give you one small example.
Mm-hmm.
Rosebank Corner, which is just off Jan Smuts Avenue, mm-hmm. on the western side of Jan Smuts.
Yeah.
We sold that to a residential developer who's going to be converting that into residences in due course. So as we go along, you know, we look at our offices and those that we believe have got low prospects of good letting going forward. We let them go either to a residential developer for conversion, or we look at some other form of alternative use for such properties. Sometimes there are other takers for those properties and they see other opportunities we perhaps do not. But for us, it's a concerted effort on quality, given that there is this flight to quality, given the market dynamics around market rentals, which are quite sluggish in terms of growth at this point in time there in Johannesburg, given mm-hmm. the oversupply of office space.
Yeah.
And it is a tenant market. So if you've got the right space in the right location and it's efficient, thanks to your sustainability efforts, which is a big part of our focus, you know, we attract and retain tenants. And that is what we try and do in a market where there is no new demand coming in for offices at this point in time, particularly in Gauteng.
And maybe let's talk about the provincial dynamics. Many of your peers in the market have been eyeing a lot more opportunities in the Western Cape in particular. Some also finding opportunities in the residential space, the smaller players within provinces like KZN. On the back of what we do understand being a muted growth environment, interest rates, yes, coming down, but not at a level that we'd like to see being sustained. When you eye investments or even realigning your portfolio, which provinces and I guess levels of municipal support prove to be quite attractive in order to garner your attention for capital?
So it goes without saying, Google, that everybody would love to be in the Western Cape.
Mm.
But I just need to note that, you know, it is actually quite a small market
mm.
and it's already quite well saturated with office space, retail and so forth. So given the unavailability of land for development, the opportunity to expand is actually quite low. But we're always on the lookout for opportunities. Yeah, in Joburg, similarly, there are some good nodes, you know, that are still well supported, that we believe, you know, are still capable of investing in. But it's all tenant demand driven.
Mm.
And I think that is, you know, what dictates effectively development activity for Redefine at this point in time.
Got you. Let's talk about some of the green shoots. And as you continue to highlight, there's been a heightened level of investment that's been made in sustainability. And I'm quite keen to understand, you know, how that's allowed you to have leaner operations that offer tenants what they require, but also keep you competitive in terms of the shifts in the investment landscape.
So Google, you know, it's all about efficiency at the end of the day for us. When we talk about sustainability, it goes hand in hand with efficiency. Because for an occupier of space, it's all about the cost of occupation. Now, what generally happens is when you have, let's just say, you know, a fixed rate for utilities, and it's roughly 30 rand a square meter, more or less, you know, the balancing figure becomes your rental.
Mm.
So for us, if we can keep that efficiency, you know, maintained, we can minimize the growth in that recovery of rates, taxes and other utilities, and that gives us the scope to get a reasonable rental return from that property. You know, if you allow these factors to run out of control, it can happen that your recoveries in rates, taxes, etc. can exceed the rental you derive from a property, and that's what we are very careful in managing. And that's why sustainability is all premised around consumption. It's around consumer behavior of electricity, water and the like, and that's where we have a very strong focus on collaboration
mm.
with our tenants, because you know we can only do so much from our side. The tenant, it's up to the tenant at the end of the day to switch the lights off at night and so forth, and we rely on them as much as they rely on us to, you know, be efficient.
100%. To close off with, many of us might interact with much of your infrastructure and we're not even aware of it, whether it's 90 Grayston Drive or 90 Rivonia Road or here in Rosebank when it comes to Sturdee Avenue. But I'm quite keen to take a look at, you know, the outlook also reflecting how far we've come. The last 5 years has been an interesting shift in the dynamic for the property space, especially coming out of the pandemic. I guess just your reflections on where we were 5 years ago and how that ties into your expectations for the year ahead. Feel free to add some context and how you're positioning the business going forward.
So Google, you know, what really matters is how fundamentally the business has been transformed over the past 5 years. 5 years ago, our strategy was scattered across multiple geographies and asset classes. Today, we are focused, we're disciplined, and we are in control of every asset we manage. That focus has changed our redefined looks and feels, and it shows in our performance. But I think, in addition to that, the lower inflation targeting that has been announced and that we see is starting to come through is definitely having a positive impact on financial markets. I think the news of the exit from the grey list was very welcome. It further bolsters rising optimism. Mm-hmm. And you know, even into 2026, there's a good prospect of a sovereign credit rating uplift. All of these factors build confidence, it builds stability, and that stability translates into momentum. And that momentum is what's going to build value going forward. So for us, it's so important that portfolio quality and balance sheet strength are maintained, because that will be ultimately the primary drivers of outperformance for Redefine.
100%. Andrew, we'll leave it there for today, but always a pleasure speaking to you, sir. Thank you again for making time to chat to us.
Thank you, Google, and all the best.
Thank you. That's Andrew Koenig. He's the CEO of Redefine Properties.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.